Welcome to our daily Rosary Meditations. Today we continue in our series on growing in confidence in God. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our first meditation. Almost everybody knows the story of Joseph and his brothers, the favorite son of Jacob, or Israel. Joseph was kidnapped and sold into Egyptian slavery by his own brothers. Along the way, he was falsely accused of attempted rape and sent to prison for several years. But eventually, Joseph's power to interpret dreams brought him to Pharaoh's attention, who made Joseph the second in command over the entire nation. And then, one day, who should come along to Pharaoh's court asking for help but the very brothers who had sold Joseph into slavery in the first place? Of course, they didn't recognize Joseph. Maybe that Egyptian look with the shaved head and the heavy eyeliner threw them off. But when Joseph revealed who he really was, his brothers were stunned and frightened. But Joseph forgave them all the wrong they had done him. And then Joseph made an astounding statement, a statement every one of us should reflect on if we really want to learn to trust in divine providence. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. When Joseph was promoted to second in command of Egypt, it was primarily because he had foreseen that a great famine was coming to the whole region. He said there would be abundant harvest for 7 years, but after that, there would be practically no food. And the only way Egypt could survive, Joseph told Pharaoh, was if they arranged to store and preserve all the extra from the first 7 years. Which means that if Joseph hadn't been sent to Egypt, hadn't gone to jail, hadn't met someone in jail who knew the Pharaoh, and hadn't interpreted the Pharaoh's prophetic dream, if all that didn't happen, not only Egypt, but all the surrounding countries and all the tens of hundreds of thousands of people would have died of starvation. And seeing this fortunate turn of events, Joseph declared to his brothers standing before him, God sent me on ahead of you to ensure for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives in an extraordinary deliverance. So it was not really you, but God who sent me here. That's it. That's the statement. It was not really you, but God who sent me here. And in that one statement is the key to one of the greatest of all mysteries, the interplay of God's providence and human sinfulness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Of course, Joseph's brothers were responsible for kidnapping him and selling him into slavery, and the Egyptian woman who falsely accused Joseph was responsible for having him unjustly put in prison. But when Joseph says, "It was not really you, but God who sent me here," he's not just giving his brothers a pass, or saying that they weren't free, or pretending that they weren't responsible for a lot of what he went through. They did what they did freely. Nobody forced them, least of all God. But Joseph's brothers and the other protagonists in his story didn't fully understand what was happening or what their actions were bringing about. And to that extent, they weren't really the main movers and shakers. They weren't the ones who were shaping or directing the course of events. Only God, who knows everything and governs everything, can perfectly nudge and synchronize and coordinate all the events of the world. Only He really knows what's going on. Only He really knows what He's doing. And it is always for the best. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. We say God doesn't choose or do or will sin and evil, but that he permits it. The technical term is God's permissive will. But be careful. Permissive doesn't mean passive. God is always at work, always active, always creative in the human story. As the Catechism says, to God, all moments of time are present in their immediacy. When, therefore, he establishes his eternal plan of predestination, he includes in it each person's free response to his grace. Think of it this way. God is the great conductor of a grand symphony. And the notes from every human instrument comes before him in all eternity for him to arrange. We are free to play our instruments however we want to. God will permit us to play the notes we want. Some of us, like Joseph, will offer God beautiful notes, tones of trust and fidelity. Others, like Joseph's brothers, will send up ugly notes, harsh, discordant sounds of envy and resentment and selfishness and anger and arrogance. We play the notes freely, and to that extent we make the music that becomes the human story. But God arranges all our sounds, puts the notes together so that even the ugly, dissonant notes, when they're put in the context of the rest of the music, end up contributing to the beauty of the overall symphony. So, who makes the music, us or God? Who is responsible for the human story, us or God? The answer is both. We provide the individual elements of the story with our free choices, whether those choices are good or evil. But God writes the story with our free choices, and the story is always magnificent. So it is not really us who are ultimately responsible for the splendid outcome of providence. It is that supreme artist who is the Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. So what's the takeaway of Joseph's story and our resolution for the day? There is nothing, no sin, no injustice, no tragedy that God does not orchestrate for beauty and for a happy ending. This happens time and again. First and foremost at Calvary, then in the lives of the saints and martyrs, and even, if we look carefully, in our own lives. Everything that happens is God's will, in the sense that the convergence of all the different factors and forces at work at any time and place has been arranged by Him. So here is our resolution. God is watching over and orchestrating whatever has happened and whatever is happening to you today. And if there is nothing you can do to change it, then say this to God: I trust you are working this for the greatest good, and I thank you ahead of time. Thank you, God, for working this out for good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend
us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what did that meditation make you think about?
Actually, you know, as we're reflecting on the story of Joseph and what his brothers and Potiphar's wife and others did to him, we can see, God can take the sins that others perpetuated against us and turn it to good, and we can forgive them, like Joseph forgave his brothers. But I think it can be harder to forgive ourselves for the stupid and even sinful decisions we've made that have caused us so much difficulty and suffering. And then we're tempted to live in regret and resentment. See, I made all these sinful decisions and I've just made such a mess out of life. There's no way it can turn out good.
Uh-huh.
And then we start to hate everything around us. But if we can just trust that God can even turn our most stupid and sinful choices to the greatest good, then we can forgive ourselves and begin to enjoy the great orchestral symphony God is conducting.
Yeah, I think it's this really complicated. It's not even complicated. It's just such a... It's hard to see where the line is between free will and God's providence. But at the end of the day, it's that we do have free choice, but we think that us having free choice means that we have complete choice over the results of that choice. And we just don't. Either way,
we can't control it.
We can't control it. You can certainly choose, and you can take actions. You're responsible for those actions, but we have to accept that we can do something wrong and things can turn out well. We can do something right and things can turn out poorly. But that's in God's hands. And we have to accept that even when we mess up, God can work that out.
Yeah,
but you're right, that's harder to accept.
Yeah, we think when the sinful or stupid choices we've made in the past, we think what we've done is we detonated a bomb.
Yeah.
And there's just wreckage everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way our life can be fixed. But what we did detonate a bomb, and God took that explosion and he worked everything into the most magnificent beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we despair of the choices we've already made, and in doing so we kind of neglect the choices that we still have to make. Because we're like, it's already too late. I've already messed it up. Whether that's a relationship with someone where you think, I said that one dumb thing and that's it.
Well, let's take, I think Joseph's a great example.
Mm-hmm.
What might even be a greater example? The good thief on the cross.
Yeah.
Because look.
He's right in the middle of the explosion. The explosion's still happening.
The good thief on the cross, he's committed some crime that resulted in capital punishment. So basically, he did something to get the electric chair.
Yeah.
But look where all those bad decisions, God was weaving it, working it, conducting it to, he meets Christ.
Yeah.
And the great conductor changes everything right then.
I think we should just be impressed with how well God can write our mistakes into a wonderful story. And those are always the stories I really like to tell. Either of my own, or when you have a friend who you're like, you wouldn't believe where they've come from. Those are the most heroic stories. But it's just having hope that that's always possible in our lives and for other people. Someone can wrong you once and you just don't know how they're going to turn it around.
But that hope means specifically trust in providence, which means the great conductor is orchestrating everything for good. So we really can thank God ahead of time that no matter what situation we've created, he's working it for the best. But we have a feeling we've wrecked it all. And we have to change that feeling by thinking right and acting on it. And the right thought is this: God's working it out. God's working this for the best, all for the good. Because he is. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.